This is Optimal Relationships Daily, episode 1474, What to Do When He Won't Commit, by Dr. Diana Kirshner of loveinnintydays.com. Hello, everybody, and thanks so much for joining once again. I'm Greg Audino, your host and narrator, coming to you today with a post written by Dr. Diana Kirshner about what to do when your partner won't commit. Now, this can definitely lead to a state of paralysis in both the relationships we have with our loved ones as well as the relationships we have with ourselves. And she has some good concrete ideas for how to break free from this and take a stand. So let's hear what she's got for us and start optimizing your life. What to Do When He Won't Commit, by Dr. Diana Kirshner of loveinnintydays.com. Has your relationship been dragging along in an uncommitted state for some time now? Did he totally freak out, stonewall, or run away the minute you brought up taking the relationship to the next level? Or perhaps he seemed so into you, you were both sailing into a blissful commitment, then suddenly he just wants to be friends. He won't commit or says he's not ready. You're left wondering what makes a man want to commit. Now here you are, likely feeling stressed, worried, even rejected, because he won't commit to you. Am I right? You've fallen for this man and thought that he was falling too. His ambivalence and confusion hurt so badly, it's hard not to take it personally. You may even feel compelled to run after him, to let things drag on in this uncommitted state, and accept whatever crumbs he may be willing to give. Here's what I know for sure. You deserve a man who makes you a priority, who loves you, who commits to you. A man who is marriage material. Yes, men can sometimes take a bit longer to get to commitment, but there's a point when enough is enough. The longer things drag on, the worse you'll feel about yourself, and the more time you waste. So, is there hope? Yes. In fact, through my dating and relationship coaching program, we've helped tons of women just like you get through this difficult stage and come out of it with a commitment from their guy, even after the guy initially said he won't commit or isn't ready. So here are some of the key steps that work. If he won't commit, put him on probation. Generally, if you've been dating for over 3 months and your partner isn't responding positively to your talks about becoming exclusive, it may be time to step back. And if you've been dating for more than a year and he's not responding to your talks about marriage, it may be time to put the relationship on probation. When I say step back or probation, I mean you need to let him know that you may be leaving him so that he has a chance to work on things. The key is to deliver the message in a kind and mature way that shows you mean business. This will optimize the chance that he'll rise to the occasion so that your relationship can grow deeper. The probationary talk. Start in a mature, kind, and loving way. Be specific about what is not working. Be clear about your thoughts and about the possibility of ending the relationship. Touch on the losses you both will have if things end, and suggest some actions or ask him for his thoughts on what actions he might suggest to turn things around. For example, you might say, "It would be very sad and painful to lose all that we've built up, for one of us to have to move out, to lose our connection. I thought you might be the one, but now I'm not so sure. I'm creating an amazing and fun, lasting partnership in my life. I want to get married, and I believe you are that person. If that's not for you, it's not for you. What do you think?" Don't throw this speech in his face as an idle threat during fights or something you endlessly harass him about to gain power in the relationship. If you turn it into an emotional ultimatum, you will lose personal power in the relationship. Show him what life is like without you. If he continues to drag his feet, and if he won't commit, you must take a stand. The single most powerful thing you can do is show him the cost of losing you. I know your heart is breaking, but you can't settle. You must remember that you deserve commitment. This is a matter of self-love, integrity, and self-protection. Don't allow yourself to endure further disappointment or to waste more of your invaluable time. So work on overcoming your abandonment fears and get moving. The cost of loss talk, if he won't commit. I recommend you first have a cost of loss talk with your partner. Again, in a strong, powerful way with no drama, tell him something like, "My commitment to myself is that I will be married and have children, and it's time for me to take action. I would love to have that with you because we would make unbelievable teammates and parents together. You're a generous and kind person and would make the best father. But you said you don't want marriage. So if it can't be with you, I'm going to do it with another man who can be a great teammate and father to my children. Even though I love you, if you simply cannot or will not do it, I'm breaking up with you completely. I'm taking all of my things out of your apartment, and you will not be seeing me again. And then, follow through. This is key. Move out. Stop calling, cut off contact, and plan some fun activities for you. Set new goals, take up a new challenge. If you won't commit, let him experience missing you. What makes a man want to commit? So, you're wondering, what makes a man want to commit? In these cases, if your guy realizes what he's lost, he may take a bold step towards you. For example, when I say bold, I mean he will show obvious signs of transformation. He'll buy the ring and/or go into couples therapy or relationship coaching with you, or make plans to move in with you. Then you'll feel a real shift in commitment. Men who don't respond to losing you are not going to commit. Ultimately, the relationship isn't that important to them. So please move on. You just listened to the post titled, What to Do When He Won't Commit, by Dr. Diana Kirshner of loveinnintydays.com. And there we have it. Thanks to Dr. Diana for this one. Definitely a great post for helping anyone unfreeze in a relationship that doesn't seem to be moving. However, while these tips can be great means of stepping into our power, they really should be predicated by an attempt at an honest discussion about why it is that your partner doesn't feel ready to commit. A lack of willingness to commit after an extended period of time is anything but thoughtless. They do have things to say about it. And though it can be a difficult conversation to have, a really difficult one, it's absolutely not something that should be kept secret. So invite your partner to share their concerns and really listen without judgment. Not only does it give you a better opportunity to get to know one another, but if you can get a real answer, the conversation can build into something more proactive, in which you might learn more about their needs and how you could be meeting them should you want to. So don't feel as though you can or should skip over this type of dialogue and go right into probation periods or the like. But hopefully you won't be in this situation at all. My hope is happy, committed relationships for all of you should you desire them. It's time to get out of here though, everybody. Another one in the books, which I appreciate you joining me for. Have a terrific rest of your day, and I will look forward to seeing you back again tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.